How do you calculate zakat on shares? Zakat on shares is calculated based on the zakatable value of each company. So when you have a lot of shares, the way it works is that you actually become like a minority shareholder. That's what it is really, especially if you're doing long-term shareholding. So now in a company, not everything is zakatable. The fixed assets like a building and cars and trucks, they machinery, that will not be zakatable in any business. What is zakatable in a business is the inventory, the raw products, and the liquid assets. So you have to determine that for each company. Now, if you've got many, many shares, it's difficult to go and look into reports and balance sheets and things like that. And sometimes people don't even understand that. So many of the contemporary ulama, they've given a formula to figure that out. And the formula is that you take all of your shares, and let's just say you've got £2,000 worth of shares. Well, let's just say 1,000 for the sake of ease, £1,000 worth of shares. You will pay zakat on 40% of the assets. 40%, because generally in a business, you would say that 40% are zakatable assets and 60% are not. So you can ignore the 60%. So you will have to pay zakat of 2.5% on 40% of your entire holding. So on 1,000, 40% of that would be £400. So you would pay zakat on £400. Zakat on £400 is 2.5% or 1/40th, which would be how many pounds? It'd be £10. So really, the easier way to do it is that rather than work out 40% of your total holding and then 2.5% of that, there's an easier shortcut, which is that you just look at 1% of the entire holding. Because if we take the example of £1,000, 40% of that is 400, and 2.5%, which is 1/40th, is £10. £10 is also 1% of 1,000. So I just told you why it's 1%. Sorry, why you take 1% is because it's actually 2.5% of 40%. But it's difficult if you've got many assets to look at like that. So what you just do is simply, you just take the whole amount and say, what's 1% of that? And that's my zakat of it.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand, whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.